This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, May 1, 2009. Witnesses. The scripture is Acts 1, verse 8. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. What does it mean to be a witness? Do you have to be a good talker? Christians talk a lot about witnessing, but what exactly is it? The word witness comes from the court system. God's relationship with his people has, among other things, a legal aspect to it. The people promised to obey God's commands, but then they broke their promise. So God said to them, "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live." God is the judge, and heaven and earth are witnesses that we have sinned against him, rebelliously preferring to do as we want to, rather than accepting his offer of life. Now in Acts 1 verse 8, God commissions his followers to be witnesses too, not just of human rebellion, but of the good news of God's love for the world. We are among the witnesses God summons to testify for him. Life itself is like a courtroom. We are called to tell the truth about God, even though lies may fly thick and fast. We are witnesses to the ends of the earth. When people accuse God or make excuses for their rebellion, we must point them to the cross and say, "What more could God have done for us than by sending his Son to die in our place?"
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.